This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Six past the hour. Into hour two we go. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Now offering the lowest local move-in rate in North Dakota. Lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men and a truck when you mention Scott. Scott, as in Scott Hennon. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned and veteran-owned. Call 701-566-5532. Mention Scott. Take advantage of the offer. Again, $99 for an hour, two guys and a truck. Mention Scott. And with that hot weather happening, man, that's what you want. You don't want to be moving yourself. Have Action Movers. Online at aactionmovers.com. Pat Finken is in for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind. Good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Always happy to sit in the big chair and do my best to drive your audience away. So, anyway, the B team is here today. Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. Anyway, thanks to Scotty and the gang for letting me come in and do the show. I also want to take a moment to thank Rob Port for being a guest. We could have probably done the whole 2 hours with Port on the variety of topics we could cover with that. Hopefully, we'll get him back on the show one of these days and finish the discussion on direction of the GOP, but also some of the other issues that he's pretty popular or very hot about in this day and age. But we do need to move on to the rest of the show at this point because we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about. Later this hour, we've got Jim Silverman, who's the Deputy Secretary of State, coming in to talk about election security here in North Dakota and maybe respond to some of the supposition that went on last week on this show. But more importantly, our most important guest of the day is with us at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. There we go. Representative Kelly Armstrong.
Woo! Welcome back.
Oh, Kelly, I'll give you a little plug there.
If I'm the most important guest of the day, you got to get better bookers.
Yeah. Well, it all marries with the fact that, you know, the like I said, Kelly, the B team is here. I'm the B team. I may be the C team of the guest host, but anyway, it's very nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule. One of the things I get to do when I come in and guest host this stuff is talk about things I'm passionate about, and one of the things I'm really passionate about this day is the damage that social media is doing to our culture and certainly to our political system. And I know you've been at the forefront of that in D.C. In fact, there's some things going on right now that address not only the monopoly, but also the influence that these groups have on our culture, but more importantly, on our political process. And I wanted to bring you in and talk a little bit about what's going on there. But let's just start at more of a global observation of what's going on. You know, the fact that Facebook can squash political discussion and free speech, I get that it's a private business, right? I understand, and I'm a big advocate for protecting the rights of private business. At the same time, it's a public forum, and it troubles me that suddenly Zuckerberg is going to be the guy who decides the next president, or Google in the way that they sell and distribute information or limit what information can be distributed. I am very troubled, and while I don't agree with all the speech that goes on, you know, because that's a knife that cuts both ways, the fact that somehow we can restrain it, and it's a reality. I'd rather we didn't have social media. But it's a reality we deal with in the world we live in today. It just troubles me. And I wanted to bring you in to talk a little bit about your observations on that, but also what's being done and kind of where we're going on trying to make some sense of all this.
Absolutely. And I think you, Pat, hit the first part on the head, right? Because it's a private company, First Amendment protections don't necessarily apply, but that doesn't mean they aren't aren't capable of significant and meaningful censorship. And that is what actually happens in a lot of cases. There's some good news. There's some bad news. Last week, the Antitrust Committee, my former committee in Congress, passed out six different bills on reining in big tech platforms. I'm a co-sponsor on two of them. I think they're good. Bad news is FTC judge ruled yesterday, dismissed an FTC lawsuit against Facebook. I think it was actually probably the right ruling legally, and I think it'll give – this is what I'm going to give credit to the Biden administration on one particular issue. Their new FTC chair, who I probably won't agree with on a lot of things, at least is very interested in reining in big tech. So the judge – it's Judge Boasberg. We're familiar with Judge Boasberg in North Dakota.
Of course.
But it allows the FTC to refile, and hopefully she'll be able to get her stamp of approval and what she's looking to do on this. Because listen, with the exception of possibly the East Indian Trading Company, Facebook and Google and Amazon are the three most powerful companies in the history of the world. And that is and partially because of their size, partially because of, I mean, you can look at their company values, but also because they control the information. And that is just the reality of the world we live in right now. And we have to do, we have to figure out a unique way to deal with these companies. And the reason I say unique, particularly in the antitrust space, is because if 50% of your customers don't like a Honda Accord and you're Honda, you have a problem. But if 50% of your users of these tech platforms don't like your product, you suffer no consequences because the users aren't the customers. And that is really a distinction that makes them unique in this space and in this economic space. Their customers are advertisers. I mean, there's different, I mean, from all across, but their users are all of us. And so we have to figure out the way to deal with this, not just for elections, not just for all of those things, but how they stifle out competition. And I don't want to live in a world where the only place you can buy something is on Amazon. And that's coming from a guy who lives in Western North Dakota, where being a consumer is probably the best it's ever been in the history of my life, right? I mean, you have access to more goods right now in rural America than you ever did before. But at the same time, we have to be able to figure out a way to deal with these guys because they just simply control too much of everything.
By the way, if you have a question for Kelly, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-367-0550. You know, so I'm glad we agree. And, of course, as I understand, the FTC was more about ad monopoly than it was about the voice, you know, the share of voice kind of thing. And I know at one point in life, you know, we had pretty serious equal access kinds of rules for television. And, of course, when we removed that, it opened the door to things like Fox News and other conservative platforms. But, you know, I think we agree on the fact that social media has been a pox on our culture and on our political process, but it is a reality. What can we do to try and bring some common sense to this or fairness to this, or is it a lost cause? Is it just that they've got to lose their listener or their users so that we, you know, do we just have to turn them off so that nobody wants to buy their platform and that forces them there? What is there a way that we can fix this?
Yes, there is. And I'm going to start with what we shouldn't do. And what we should do is fall into the trap that we often fall into in D.C. is when in our quest to regulate big business in the history of this town, whether it's in banking, oil and gas, healthcare, pick any field you want, in our quest to regulate big business, when have we not heard smaller businesses worse? And we've seen this already. GDPR in Europe, they have a very vested interest in opening up markets and creating competition. The reason is they're all American companies. And so they would like to promote European companies, other companies in this space. But since they have started regulating tech about 4 years ago, what we found is the bigger companies have become more entrenched. And the reason I say that is big companies can deal with regulation. They've got entire buildings full of lawyers to deal with regulation. So one, we have to learn from those mistakes. Two, We have to be aggressive in antitrust enforcement at the DOJ and FTC level. And three, we have to legislate in order to deal with the stranglehold they have on all of the information. And I just got put on the big tech task force, and I'm pretty excited about that because I was on the antitrust subcommittee, and now I'm on the Consumer Protection Committee in Energy and Commerce. And those are the two committees that will end up having the most jurisdiction over these issues. But it's a bipartisan concern, and with some urgency to it. We don't obviously agree. Democrats and Republicans don't necessarily agree on what they're concerned about with tech platforms. In all honesty, a lot of my Democratic colleagues would like to censor more speech. I think that's a terrible idea. But I think there's common agreement that they're all significantly too big and control too much of the information. And I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. No matter how big Facebook gets, they're not going to cover the Dickinson Rough Riders American Legion baseball team. So we also have to factor in local media, local advertising, Fargo Forum, Dickinson Press, What's on Your Mind Radio, and make sure that they're able to compete in this marketplace. Because the reality is the vast majority of people who read the Dickinson Press read it on Facebook or Google. A lot of people who listen to your radio show listen to it online as well. So we have to deal with those issues as well.
Well, and absolutely. I think, though, the solution that comes to mind, whether you like all that happens and all the discussion that happens, is anytime we try to limit free speech to fix a problem, we actually create more problems. And we'll get back to this topic after the break because we're coming up on a hard break. But isn't the real solution the fact that we just empower free speech? And because it's censorship at the end of the day that causes the damage. And
that's true for bad speech is always more speech.
Right. Hey, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Our guest is Representative Kelly Armstrong, and we'll be back with more and your calls after the break.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Building Systems, 60-plus years of service, three locations, five-star service, Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard reputation. The design-build contractor holds experience for quality, reliability, and safety above all. Gateway strives to take you further, whether it's commercial, farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings. They've got what you need online at gatewaybuilding.com. Of course, they're a Brock Bin dealer, too. Number one Brock Bin dealer in the country. Locally owned and owned and operated right there. Gatewaybuilding.com. Call them at 800-747-4499. 800-747-4499. Again, online at gatewaybuilding.com. Tell them What's On Your Mind sent you in. Kelly Armstrong's on with us, and Pat Finken is sitting in for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Kevin, and welcome to the show. Glad to be with you today. If you've got questions for Representative Armstrong, you can call us at 258-0550 or 1-800-367-0550. And as promised, let's go right to the phones. We had a little discussion about the problem with social media, but let's leave it to the callers to tell us what they want to talk about. Let's go to Tom on line two. Tom, do you have a question or a comment for Representative Armstrong?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that I was at the GOP roundup, and I heard your speech Saturday afternoon to the district chairman, and I thought it was an outstanding speech. You were the only person who mentioned the deficit as being a major problem, and I was just wondering what your opinion might be concerning the debt and the deficit as to what solution might possibly be out there to get a grip on it.
Well, I absolutely. So I'll tell you one thing we've done out in D.C., and then I'll tell you what I think the real solution is. I'm on the Republican Senate Committee, and we're supposed to have a debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling conversation coming up very shortly. And we're taking a position against it without reform. But that's easy to do when you're in the minority. Just let's be clear. It's really easy to say, no, we don't support that when we're in the minority, because the reality is it's going to get raised under Democrats in the House. My point to the Republican Study Committee is we have to take a position in a way that holds us accountable when we win back the majority, because I think far too often in this town, we say things when we don't have control. And then when we do get control, we're like, yeah, but we didn't really mean it. So I'm really pushing Republicans in Congress, because we're not going to win this fight, but we're going to win back the majority in 2 years. So I want our position to be done in a way that holds us accountable in 2 years when we do win back the majority. And I'm serious about it. I've been talking about this since I first got in the race. With the exception of two COVID bills at the beginning of March, I voted against all the CRs, all the money, because nobody's talking about $30 trillion in debt. Now, the real solution is a balanced budget amendment. And it's going to take us 16, 18, 20 years to dig out of this hole. That's almost impossible to do when you run on two-year election cycles and there's 435 people in the U.S. House. So we are going to have to figure out a way to force D.C.'s hand. And there has to be exemptions for time of war, certain different issues, but the real solution to this is a balanced budget amendment. I'm glad North Dakota supports it, and I think we need to continue to push that.
Tom, thanks for your comment.
Can I have a follow-up question, or?
Oh, quickly, we've got another caller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Caller.
Well,
the follow-up question that I would have is, what is the mentality to keep raising the rent, or not the rent, but raising the deficit, with the idea that, I mean, it's got to come crashing down eventually. What do, all of a sudden do the Democrats think they can get taxes passed that'll make a dent in the debt and the deficit and everything will be fine? All you have to do is go back to 2008, 2009. Everybody thought the housing boom, they knew it was going to come to an end, but everybody kept playing the game all the way up till it crashed. Is that kind of a good example of the debt and the deficit?
Yeah, and by the way, this is a bipartisan problem, right? And part of the issue is we've dodged the inflation bullet for about 20 years. Now we're starting to see inflation come around. I mean, consumer price index on essential goods is up about 3% year over year. Energy costs are up 3.5% on the consumer price index. So, but I mean, the reality is there are a lot of liberal economists that say deficit spending doesn't matter. I don't think they've studied history very well. But also, there is just, I mean, there's a motivation to win re-election more so to deal with it. When 70% of your budget is, 70 to 75% is what we call mandatory spending, we have to deal with entitlement reform and government program reform. And those are just really tough political issues. And unfortunately, too many people are out here are more interested in keeping their job than doing their job.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the comments. Let's go to Chad on line one. Chad, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Representative Armstrong?
Yes. Good morning, Kelly. Kelly, I got a question for you. Is North Dakota, are we going to send some troops to help with the border in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, or is it? Do you have any? You have any say to our governor or anything like that, or what?
Well, that's a state issue. I mean, there are people sending National Guard troops down there, and so the answer to that is I don't know. I can check in and find out what they're thinking about doing, but that is truly the North Dakota National Guard is essentially, I mean, it's a purview of the governor's office, and it should be, and we don't want federal, I mean, whether it's this issue or any other issue, we want limited federal involvement in that because they exist for a reason and they exist for those things. But I don't know if the governor is thinking about doing it or not. I just don't know.
Chad, thanks for the comment. Let's go to line three, Ryan from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, did you have a question for the congressman?
Well, more of a comment, actually, Pat. I like the idea of accountability, but I've heard that talk before from congressional delegations here in South Dakota, too, and I color me a little suspicious. I don't know if we have 18 to 20 years to dig out from this mess before it explodes in our faces.
Oh, I don't think we have 18 to 20 years to dig out of it. I think whatever policy that we deal with is going to have to structure this out over that kind of time. I agree with you. We don't have 18 to 20 years to deal with it. What we do have to do, and every year we wait, it's going to take longer and longer to do it. So, but the programs have to, if you're serious about getting rid of our debt and you're serious about getting rid of our deficit, you can't, whatever solution you provide isn't going to take us out of it in 36 months, 48 months. It'll put you on the right path to doing it. And I'm skeptical as well. That's why, I mean, this isn't a room of people I fight with politically when we were in the Republican study. These are my friends. These are people who I agree with philosophically. My point to them was, this is all fine. We can take this position now. We're going to lose this fight in this Congress. How do we take the position where we are putting our own necks on the chopping block when we win it back? Because that's the only way it happens, is if we come out, we say that we are against raising the debt ceiling now without reforms, and we won't vote for it when we're in the majority without reforms, and we put our name on that, that at least gives you, I mean, listen, this town uses hypocrisy all the time, but at least that puts your own credibility at issue, and I think that's what we need to do in the minority.
Ryan, thank you for your comment and question, and unfortunately, this segment went quickly. It was a great discussion. Congressman, thank you very much for being on the show today, and for your comments. Hopefully we can have you back soon again. So you're listening to What's on Your
Hall
Mind.
Scott tonight.
Oh, good.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate you, buddy.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
You're invited to have nothing but a good time with Hardy, Hairball, and Lone Star when they stop at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage at the Red River Valley Fair, July 13th through the 15th. With the purchase and admission, you can wake up in your boots and be unapologetically country with Hardy on Tuesday. Rock and roll all night and hop on the crazy train with Hairball on Wednesday. And take a break from being Mr. Mom while being amazed by the 90s country band Lone Star on Thursday. All the details at RedRiverValleyFair.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. I want to tell you about a great homegrown company. It's ABM. It's a place we go. We need to upgrade on our copiers, printers, office equipment. I got to say, they are fantastic. They're locally owned, okay, employee-owned, veteran-owned, based right here in the neighborhood. That means your money stays in the community. And I'll tell you what, when we want something, first of all, they're here doing preventative stuff all the time. What I love about ABM is everything works. If I want to print downstairs for some reason or up here in another room, not a problem. It all works. Today's printers are high-end computers. Data and analytics help you track usage, and you can get hacked through your printers. ABM makes sure that doesn't happen. Okay, coming up on their 50th anniversary, locations in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson, and online at abmnow.com. It's abmnow.com, Advanced Business Methods. They do great work. What's on your mind is back. We've got Pat Finkel is sitting in for Scotty today, who's on assignment. Pat, doing a great job. And good to have you back, man.
Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity. Always love spending time with this audience. And, of course, the crack staff of Kevin and Todd and Chris. I appreciate all the help and opportunity to be on and talk about the issues of the day. And, of course, I really love the callers because, after all, that's why we're here, right? But we have a guest this next and final segment, and we may have some interest from our callers for that. And I'd like to invite and welcome to the show Deputy Secretary of State for the state of North Dakota, Jim Silverman. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pat.
There is a lot of discussion in the world today about election integrity, even some here in North Dakota. And I know there was some discussion on the show last week to this topic, and I thought, well, if I'm going to be here, what a great opportunity to talk about something we all care about. In fact, we had a comment from a listener earlier about making sure that our elections are valid and are honest. And just that's a major issue in this state and a lot of discussion, or in this country, and a lot of discussion has been given that. And, of course, that's all happens at the state level. So I thought, number one, we should talk a little bit about election integrity here in North Dakota. And then some of the unsupported speculation that went on last week in terms of where North Dakota is at in some of this. And so let's start this conversation. I'd love to have you just kind of walk listeners through whether or not North Dakota's vote is secure and how we make that happen, how we ensure that our election is honest here.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate the opportunity to to speak with you and your listeners today just to help to clarify the record for any who are concerned. And let me start off by saying that in the North Dakota Secretary of State's office and elections in general, we believe that we should not only tell people how secure the system is, we should show people how secure the system is. So to that end, North Dakota state law requires that the testing of the equipment prior to every election is open and available to the public, and the public can attend and see for themselves. If you want a demonstration prior to that, I am sure that any county auditor in the state of North Dakota would welcome a demonstration, providing a demonstration to anyone who asks. But that aside, Pat, what first people need to know is that everyone votes on a paper ballot. And that paper ballot is the official record of vote. So how you mark your ballot on a piece of paper is the official record. And we can always go back to that if there are ever any questions about it. And secondly, when those ballots are marked by the voter, they're placed in a voting system tabulator that takes an entire scan of both front and back side of the ballot. And those tabulators are never connected to the internet. They cannot be connected to the internet. And so they're just taking a scan of that ballot that the voter has placed in there. And then they're recording the votes that are marked on those. At the end of the day, when election is finalized, then the poll workers who are responsible for administering that polling place, they remove a flash drive that is a flash drive that is secured with military grade encryption on it. They pull that flash drive out. It has all of the votes on it, and then they drive that flash drive. They get in a car and drive back to the county office and walk it into the building and physically hand it to the county auditor, who then takes that flash drive, inserts it into a computer that also has never been connected to the internet and never can be connected to the internet. We call that a hardened computer. And the results from that flash drive are uploaded into that aggregating software. After that is finalized, then we take another secure thumb drive, and we download those results to that thumb drive and eject the thumb drive and then walk it over to another computer where it is inserted. And that computer, so now we're two computers away from the voting machine, but that computer has an internet connection, but it can only access the website where the results are made official to or made available to the public on election night. On that computer, you can't look at email. You can't look at any other website. You can only go to the Secretary of State's secure portal for entry of those results, and they're uploaded there. And that's how we as a public know what's what votes were recorded on those ballots.
But so that's just a copy, right? That is just a copy, correct? I mean, that's not. I mean, the official record is still the paper ballot. The tabulation happens elsewhere. Even at the county level, they have a separate record of that that is secure. It's only the copy of that that you upload to the Secretary of State, right?
Exactly, Pat. You had a copier commercial on right before I came on, and think of this as the ballots are the original. There is a copy made of that, and then another copy made of that. And so what's released to the public is a copy of a copy of the original. So never are the votes themselves never do they have the potential of being manipulated.
And, of course, just from what I've read in previous years and previous elections, the model that North Dakota practices, and actually to the credit of the Secretary of State, is where a lot of states went. You know, problems with some of the voting machines, whether it be the hanging chads or whether it be the touch screens that people voted with, that's where they saw problems. It's having when you read about what are best practices in election security, paper ballot is kind of central to that, and then also insulating it from the whole process of internet connections or ability to influence either the tabulation machine or where they're actually tabulated, which is as you called it, a hardened computer with no access to the internet. So I mean, those seem right to be the best practices. Now, I'm like anything, there probably are some exceptions to it, but that does seem to be the way to, at least from what I've read, about the most secure. But we've got a caller. Let's go to line one. Mick from Mandan, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I guess my question would be is that since other states that do not do it like North Dakota does, if can you understand why there might be potential for voter fraud for, say, states that use the Dominion system where Jevon Pulitzer hacked into it on live TV and manipulated the votes? Do you think it'd be a good idea if we ever went to something like that?
Pat, I'm not hearing the question.
Basically, he's asking, you know, he's saying North Dakota does it right, but can you understand why there's concern in other states where they don't do it like North Dakota?
Oh, absolutely. I can understand.
And like I say, Jevon Pulitzer, he did it on live TV in front of millions of people. He hacked into the voting machine.
Sorry, Pat. I only caught a portion of that.
Yeah, the caller, Mike from Mandan, was just reiterating an example where somebody went on TV and actually successfully hacked into a system that was online and was able to manipulate that. And he's asking, is that a legitimate concern for people to look at those states that don't do it, like North Dakota? And I think your answer to that was simple. It was yes.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
I think that's right, Pat, but I also think there's a question I think that needs to be asked, and that is, do any states connect their systems to the internet? It's not to my knowledge, but if there are, they should be investigated, yes.
Well, and not just it, is I think that was his example, is that they actually had a demonstration where a guy did it live on television. Again, you know, I don't know anything about that example. Kevin, if you have heard about that, you can inject here. But the bottom line is that if they do, the answer is that's the wrong thing to do, because look at what's going on in terms of our elections. The Russians hacked into the Democrat National Party email system and downloaded a bunch of even our government, look, they hacked into a pipeline. So the fear of somebody playing bad actor with internet connections in elections is real. And it's not just in voter tabulations. It's in the way information is disseminated and what we believe and what we don't believe in, all those things. Clearly, North Dakota not having that be part of it is important to the process. One of the things that one of the reasons I asked you to come on today was last week there was some discussion about a conversation you had at the Republican roundup in Medora about voter security, and a question about a situation where there supposedly was more votes at 10 o'clock than there were at 11 o'clock. And how could that happen? And why did that happen, and what do we do about it? Is that a concern? Does that indicate some kind of an opportunity for fraud in North Dakota? And this is the primary reason I asked you to come on the show, is to be able to address that specifically. We're going to go into a hard break right now, but when we come back, Jim's going to talk about how that could have happened and why the system worked, and that's why they caught it. So, anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Great food, great lunch specials all across the neighborhood. Always helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you know, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel. Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? PetroServe USA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They're arriving daily. New Buicks and GMCs. Now, it sounds like the kind of thing somebody would say, well, a car's not arriving daily. Well, there's been the shortage thing, but that's long past. And the great thing is, you have a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Your warranty is for a lifetime on Schwann Buicks GMCs. And most of the late model used vehicles, even like F-150s, if that's your thing or whatever. Shop, click, and drive, and have peace of mind. Schwann Buick GMC.com. This is where Patch jumps in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm too poor.
You know, after all, Kevin is jumping in her pat.
I'm just a retiree and a fixed income. I'm too poor to fit.
Oh, my God. Tin cupping it again.
Had to get it in one more time. Hey, our guest is Deputy Secretary of State Jim Silverman, and we're talking about election integrity in North Dakota, and I appreciate you being on the show today. I do want to, in our last minutes here, I did want to address some questions that came up last week, and including a question that was just recently asked through the text. The texter asked, who transports the flash drives?
Well, the flash drives are the responsibility of the election inspector working the polling place. And he or she is the administrator of the polling place where both political parties are represented as well. And they're the ones that bring the flash drive back to the county office.
And there is a check and balance even in that process where you match the number of voters to the number of ballots cast. I mean, there are those kinds of things as well. But what I really wanted to get into was last week on the show, there was some speculation, and I want to address this while we have a chance in our remaining minutes. The questions came up as, one, there was a comment that these machines are supposed to be certified 90 days out and then not touched. That's a federal law, supposedly, that they can't be, you can't do testing after 90 days. Is that accurate?
No, Pat, that's not accurate. And if I may just add quickly, I don't know how that could be a law since we don't even know who's going to be on the ballot until 64 days before the election. And then after we build the ballots, then we have to test the programming to make sure it's working right. So I don't know what the individual was talking about, but it certainly isn't anything I know about.
So
and
you've
I've been
heard,
doing this for nearly 20 years.
You've heard some conversation about the change in vote totals. Tell me a little bit about how that, and I don't know if you're firsthand information on that or not, but how could that could happen, and then what is done, and why, and does the system catch that? I think we have to think broadly in terms of that discussion, but walk me through that a little bit.
Sure, I can tell you that I was approached at a recent meeting by Michael Coachman, and he showed me a piece of paper that showed differing test results. I told him I wasn't sure exactly of the situation that to which he was referring. However, as I've said so many times, prior to the elections, we test the machines and we test them before the public to make sure that the votes are being counted correctly on the tabulators. Then we also test the aggregating software on that hardened computer. And after all of that testing is over, the responsibility of the election officials working the election in the counties is to clear those test election results. And I suggested to him that it might have been that on election night, a particular county uploaded results to the Secretary of State's website, remember, a copy of a copy, and that copy contained test election results from the that were still left in the aggregating computer. When we recognize that, we have to remove those test election results out so that we can get just from the aggregating software out of that so that we can get the true vote totals out to the public. Now, that may have been a situation, but it may also have been a caching issue that he was having with his computer because we only update those election results every 5 minutes on election night. So
whatever it is,
answer,
though,
but
whatever happened or whatever the cause, do we have safeguards that ensure that if something like that, if somebody forgets to clear the computer or the cache is full or whatever, do we have safeguards in place to make sure that the final vote total is correct?
Absolutely, Pat, we do. And that's why we insist so much that that ballots are kind of like, if I can make an analogy here, kind of like cash. You You know how much cash you begin the day with, and you want to end the day with the same amount of cash. Well, let's say in a given polling place, we start with 5,000 ballots. Well, at the end of the night, there better be a total of 5,000 ballots. Those that haven't been voted because there weren't voters, and those that were cast by voters. And so those need to total up to balance back to 5,000.
Well, how do you tell the difference between the test votes and the real votes then, if they're all in the computer?
Well, in the computer we have audit logs that we can look at, and if there are results in that computer from prior to 7 p.m. on election night, then we know that those were test election results.
Well, and we're about to run out of time in the show, unfortunately. This would be a fascinating topic to address again, but the bottom line is that we have safeguards that protect against that stuff. So
100%.
Yeah, thank you for your time today, Jim. Appreciate you coming on and clearing up that question. You're listening to What's Going On.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.